This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's go. Let's go. Pat, play Jesse. Let's go.
Let's go.
Tommy, let's go.
Let's go.
Hey, what's going on in the preseason Patriots game?
7-0.
Hey, I get the answer. Who cares? Who cares? Come on. Like, did anyone get hurt?
No.
I know of.
All right, then who cares? Honestly. Goodness gracious. Goodness gracious. This is the place to be. We're here just feet away from the Jaren Duran lookalike contest. There's one guy who's going to win.
The one guy.
I think there's only three contestants, but there's one guy who's had it locked up. There could be like 11 contestants. It wouldn't make a difference.
I think if they opened it up to all of Boston, I think that guy would win. And of course, it was like the one guy standing directly in front of the window when we first came in. Like, that was the first guy we saw.
Well, let's also be honest that he's probably like, this is what he's been amping up for his entire life.
Oh, yeah.
Like this moment.
Praying for this day.
Like getting the hair right. And I thought it was an excellent question. And we're going to post the Lucas Giolito conversation, which in case people understand about Lucas, the great thing, and maybe it doesn't, I don't know, and I'm going to be full transparency here, Pat. I don't know if it translates quite as much on the radio when you're doing sort of like you have time constraints and a segmented thing. He is absolutely one of the best. If you want to sit down for like all of a sudden be 50 minutes and just talk about whatever, he's the best. Like, he's the best on the team, not even close.
Yeah, especially if it's something that piques his interest. He'll go on, like he kind of did it with Andor, but like he'll go on like these deep dive tangents and he'll just get on a roll and it's just a constant back and forth. Next thing you know, like 20 minutes has gone by.
Yeah, so we appreciate Lucas coming on. And I also thought it was a very, very good question. I'll ask the same question of you. If you were going to this Jaren Duran contest, lookalike contest, and you said, I have to prioritize this. This is the thing that I'm going to prioritize when it comes to hitting the sweet spot and people noticing that I may have this in common with Jaren Duran. Pat, what would it be? Would you just do like upright rows or what? Like, what would you do?
Oh, that's a good one.
I mean, for instance, this guy out here, he really got the hair down,
the, like hair
the shaved sides, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So what would you do?
Oh, my. I think I'd be hopeless. I think I'd have to go with like the eye black. And
no, you fashion. Get the cutoff shirt that says Blankham.
You could, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to do that.
I think that's what I would do.
I think
you're right. Yeah.
And do like 15 million push-ups. I tried that. I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to do all that. Take over. I'm going down the Jaren Duran contest now. Well, I've only left this show once, and that was to throw up during the Wasabi Challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I will not leave my helm once again. All right. So 617-779-7937. We're talking about the Red Sox. We're talking about their lot in life. We're talking about what Fenway's been like. And we do have to talk, Pat, about the reality of the Red Sox, right? So this is what makes – especially this Red Sox season. You know, like I wrote this morning, which is, season, there's so many things that you think are certainties, and there just aren't certainties. And there's no better example of that than the Red Sox. And I do think that we've landed here with this Red Sox team as Fenway Park being a certainty. Like, they come, people buy the ticket, they come, something usually is going to happen. When you go 24-5 since June 10th, you get the benefit of the doubt in that. But there are so many things that aren't certain. There are so many things that we don't know. And yeah, you're riding the wave, but let's take a step back, Pat. Ready? Tommy, you ready to take a step back?
Yes, sir.
All right, take a step back. Take a literal step back. All right, now take a step forward. Now take a step to the side.
Take it back now, y'all.
Now take it back. Okay? All right, you good, Tom? Where are you in the studio?
I'm all the way to the left of the room now.
Okay. Can you reach the controls?
Yes.
If I asked you to give a Peyton Tolley soundbite, would you be able to do it?
If you give me 1 second, yes.
I'm not asking you to do it yet. Just be ready to do it. I want to make sure you're in position. I want to put you in the best position. But, so, we're in the best position right now. More so than maybe at any point in the year to say, okay, this is what you have in the Boston Red Sox. This is what you have in the American League. This is the reality. It might only say, what was the odds? 2.8 to win the World Series, whatever.
0.7.
That's fair. You got to look it up, what it is to win the American League. But there has to be an enormous difference. Because to win the World Series, you got to get through San Diego. You got to get through L.A. You got to get through Milwaukee. You got to get through Philadelphia. Potentially, you got to get through the Cubs. You got to get through all these teams that are better than anything you're going to face in the American League. Right? That's fair. But where are you right now? And just for this team, how do you feel about actually surviving this pennant race? Because I do think that maybe people, and Pat, you tell me if I'm full of hooey, if I'm wrong, whatever it is. But I think maybe people are getting wrapped up in the vibes, are getting wrapped up in, oh my goodness, we've landed in the Patriots' second preseason game, and they're still talking about the Red Sox. They're getting wrapped up in this where there is still a lot of work to do. There's 39 games left, I believe, and you have you are 5 back of Toronto in first. You are only a game and a half up on the Yankees. But here's the sneaky thing about why you should feel really good about their situation, about at least playing some games in October. You know how far these other teams in the wild card are falling back?
Yeah.
A lot.
A lot.
Right?
The Rangers are under 500.
Well, the Rangers are what? 4 or 5 back now?
4 or 5 back. I think they're 56. They're a game under 500 on the season, and then I think they're 4 or 5 back from the last wild card, so the Yankees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So right now, the Red Sox would really have to fall apart in order to not – I think that's a fair statement to make, right? Correct?
Yeah, it would take some form of like 2012, like just complete or 2011, complete collapse to fall out, because the Guardians are playing good baseball, but they're trying to hunt down the Yankees, who the Sox, I believe, have 2.5, 3
a game and a half.
Game and a half?
Yeah.
Game and a
yeah,
half.
I mean, that's fair. I mean, the Guardians are the one team, the wild card in this situation, which is insane, which is credible. Any time that a GM or a front office sells at the deadline and then they can get in, like Detroit did last year, they're like, look at us. We're so much smarter than everybody else. But, yay, fair enough. And that's another thing. Like, we haven't even talked about the trade deadline, the fallout from the trade deadline. We've done a couple shows since then, Pat.
Yeah.
You've been part of one or two, maybe. Yeah. One, I don't know, half. But it really is the trade deadline, the fallout from the trade deadline. If you're going to go down the list, and we still give the Red Sox a C-. You have to, right? Because
yeah. You
just do.
Yep.
You can't just say, oh, Dustin May had a good outing and
Steven Matz
has been pretty good. Fine, that's fine. Like, ultimately, we might change the grade, but when we give him a C-, it's because this is what you wanted to do and this is what you weren't able to do. That's it. Now we're seeing what happens after the deadline. And now we're seeing what is, you know, what is real and what is not in terms of hitting the sweet spot in player acquisition. The two New York teams, holy mackerel. Like, we gave both great grades. Oh, my goodness, the Yankees. Look at all. You got Bednar. You got all this relief help. Good for you. And the Mets might be the preeminent example of, hey, congratulations, Mets, on having a good trade deadline. Too bad that you're really, really bad and all those players are not helping you. Ryan Helsley fell apart last night, and he's been terrible. This is a closer for the Cardinals, which I'm sure that a lot of Red Sox fans are like, that's the guy you got to get. I mean, all of this. But my point is that I think it's a fair time as we sit here on August 16th to say, this is what you have in the Red Sox. This is where you are with the Red Sox. You have 39 games to go. This is what you're going to be competing against. This is how you can fix things or can't fix things. All of that. I think it's a great time to do it. But before we do it, Tommy, he has to trend. Tommy, you in position to trend?
Yes, sir.
All right. Here you go.
You can start smelling the carrot now.
Smelling the carrot. Thank you, Peyton Tolley, the best position producer in the business. Here's Tommy.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
It was another magical Friday night at Fenway last night. The Sox were tied with the Marlins going into the bottom of the ninth, and with the bases loaded, Trevor Story singled to right to walk it off for the Sox. 2-1 was your final score. Here's what Trevor Story had to say.
Just in those bigger situations, less is more. And because you feel all the energy, you feel the excitement of everything, and you know it's easy to get big in that situation. So for me, just trying to shoot something like that and hit the ball hard, put the barrel on it.
Giolito was the starter last night. He went 6 1/3, striking out 5 along the way. The Sox play game 2 of their 3-game series this afternoon against the Marlins. And as always, you can listen to the game right here on WEEI, the Shaw's and Star Market, Red Sox, Radio Network, Shaw's. Go shopping, get rewarded. Coverage starts at 3:10 on the Mass Mutual pregame show with Joe Weil. First pitch at 4:10 with Brian Bayo on the mound. Will and Sean are on the call for tonight's game. And the Patriots play their preseason game against Minnesota right now. It's currently 14-0. Drake May went 4-for-7 with 46 yards before he was pulled from the game. I'm Tom Crisafulli, and that's what's trending here on WEEI, WEEI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tom, what is it?
Top for teacher.
Why did you play that?
I like drum solo at the start. Gets me fired up.
Man, you get a little power. You dub a nickname. You have a little success. Are you that the Magic Man? We've already done an AI mock-up of Lucas Giolito as the Magic Man.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I already put it on Twitter.
They do?
I'll check it out.
What's your Twitter handle?
PatBrown954.
There you go.
I'll go check it out.
All right. Well, and by the way, this is Rob Bradford. That is Pat from Playtessie. Pat Brown of Playtessie. I don't never use your last names. I don't want people flooding you with...
I appreciate it. Yeah.
I think it's good for your brand if I just use your first name.
It is.
And Tommy behind the glass. But we are at the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios. People lining up. I think the Jaren Duran lookalike contest is over. Too late to enter. I was just doing some upright rows. I felt like I was just about there. But next year. All right. We had Lucas Giolito on. I'll be post that on. He was excellent. We did. I did find it odd. Speaking of Tommy dubbing him the Magic Man, which great pull by him. Where I just thought it was going to be because he called the place magical. Tommy, did you know that he was going to say, well, I was like Houdini last night?
No, and I really appreciated that because when I tell you, when I put the phone on hold, I felt like the biggest idiot on the planet, Brad, for when I told you that. And then he helped me out, doubles down. He's a great guy.
Yeah. He definitely took your side where he could have piled on along with me and Pat. So... but he is not. I was taken aback a little bit before we get back to the phone line. Very special caller calling in. I was taken aback a little bit. He probably had committed to the baseball isn't boring tattoo before. I couldn't remember. But now that I know, I'm putting him on the list. But how quick he was to say no to the top hat.
Yeah.
There seems like maybe it's sort of like how people have like this irrational fear of clowns. Maybe he has this irrational fear of top hats.
Magicians.
Who knows? I mean, if you're gonna be the Magic Man, you gotta have a top hat. You gotta have the cane where the flowers come out, right?
Yeah.
You gotta have a bunny rabbit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the whole bit.
How we gotta do a photo shoot. You gotta get the top hat. You really know what the hat you can wear if you're a magician.
Yeah. No, it's got to be the top hat. It's going to be like one of the cheesy photo shoots, like looking over his shoulder in the dugout.
Oh, just yeah. Like, like the old Magic Johnson, like SI, yeah, cover. Let's go. We can duplicate that.
Yes.
Lucas Giolito, the Magic Man. See, Tommy, look what you did.
This is making my day, Bradford. Thank
you.
Oh,
man. We pay in T-shirts, smiles, and good ideas. All right. Let's go to the phone lines. If you want to join the conversation, 617-779-7937. Gordo, a regular co-host here. I know that you've been – where are you, down the Cape? You're doing family stuff? What's happening?
Yeah, I'm down the Cape. I'm in Eastham right now. I'm literally sitting on the beach right now.
All right. You called in from your honeymoon. Now you're calling in from the beach. Your wife is the most patient woman in the history of the planet. She will not let you get a tattoo. We documented that last week. But so, Gordo, do you like, first and foremost, do you like Giolito's new nickname? So Lucas Giolito called in. Did you hear this interview?
I didn't hear the conversation, but I did see the AI image, which was somehow very good. Like, it looked exactly like him.
Yeah, well, that's Pat. No one knows AI better than Pat. He's like a
good
machine.
Good job, Pat. I have a question for you guys.
No, hold on. Let me
Toronto,
ask you this.
Okay. Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. In Toronto, Tyler Heineman's having a pretty solid year with the Blue Jays this year. Do we have a magic competition set up between Lucas Giolito and Tyler Heineman?
Yeah, we were calling Heineman the Magic Man because obviously he knows magic and he put on the display for the entire team, which Netflix bizarrely cut out of their documentary, amongst other things. But
ridiculous.
I totally forget we already had a Magic Man. But he's moved on to Toronto. You need a Red Sox representative. Giolito has accepted the nickname Magic Man. Are you on board with the Magic Man moniker for Lucas Giolito?
I'm absolutely on board. Every good team, regardless of sport, needs a little bit of magic for things to go right. And the fact that the Red Sox have that guy in their organization, like, you can really sell yourself on a deep playoff run with him in the fold.
Okay, and another thing that Lucas Giolito, and I'm not just having you on, Gordo, to basically recount exactly what Lucas Giolito said over his interview, because you can go listen to it when you put it up on the feed. But he said, I said, power rank your top three magical places. And he said, what did he say, the Sistine Chapel. Fenway Park.
And
what was it, Tommy?
Anfield?
Anfield. Yeah. Yeah. Look at you. You're not on board. So those were his top three magical places. And you were at the game last night, Gordo, with your bride. How would you rate of all the magical places that you've been to? How would you rate Fenway Park last night?
I would say second to Twin Peaks on a fine mid-March day. So it probably goes Twin Peaks number one, Fenway Park number two. On a Friday night with the green jerseys, so you know you're getting a walk off. And number three, 7-Eleven, early 6 a.m. with your buddy old pal behind the counter.
Oh, yeah, with the crack addict. Yeah, that was good times. All good spring training stories. Yeah, it was magic. But so I am curious because you're boots in the ground for us. Pat was doing his thing last night. He was preparing for the show elsewhere. I was in the press box, you know, watching Chris Cotillo eat 10 slices of pizza. And you were in the crowd. So we've been saying this. We've been talking about this now for the entire show, how it's different. How one thing that struck me, Gordo, was it was another promotion for the Unwell podcast, that network, Alex Cooper and all of that. But compared to last year, it wasn't like they're not as popular. But it just feels like people are paying attention to the baseball game more. You being in the heart of it, in the belly of the beast, would you subscribe to that theory?
I would. And we were talking the whole game. It's like the sixth inning. They haven't done anything. And you can feel the crowd just dying to get excited about something. It's like, I'm telling you, if this team scores just one run to tie this thing up, the crowd is going to carry them home. And, I mean, it sure as hell happened. I mean, they get the one run off the big Bregman double. Roman's taken off on the pitch. Beautiful play all around. And from that point forward, you just knew the Red Sox bullpen pretty well rested. And, obviously, when they bring in Josh Simpson, who may have now topped my list on the power ranking of all-time Simpsons, came in the game and really let the crowd take over.
I mean, he did matriculate from Columbia, which you don't get a lot of major leaguers matriculating.
Oh, is that right?
Columbia. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Listen, I know all about Josh Simpson.
I would say, I'm trying to think of the top Simpson. Yeah. Hello, Dad.
The judge
says hello, Ratbo. Who are your top three Simpsons?
No,
obviously,
we're not
Josh
doing top
Simpson
three.
Has to go number one.
Let's keep this on the rails. All right. Pat, what do you got for Gordo? Anything?
Pat, give me your top three Simpsons.
No, I'm not
giving you any.
All right. So look, Gordo. This is a very serious conversation. We've had a perfect show so far. Our producer has coined a phrase, which he's going to make all kinds of money off the Magic Man. We were just getting into the Red Sox lot in life, which is you follow this stuff. So correct me if I'm wrong. You're five back of Toronto. You're a game and a half up on the Yankees. That means I think you're two up on Cleveland. Is that right?
I think it's three.
Okay.
I think the Yankees are a game and a half on Cleveland. I think Cleveland lost last night.
Okay. So all of this, everyone's excited. You're excited. Everyone's excited about all these green uniform walk-offs. Everyone's excited about the Jaren Duran look-alike contest. The vibes are high. But as we sit here, what is the thing that concerns Gordo the most?
Man, I mean, I can't say I'm super concerned. If it's going to be anything, if anything's going to kill this team, it's going to be we talked about it last week, one of your big three starting pitchers taking a step back. And obviously Lucas Giolito last night made you feel a lot better about the state of that unit. But you're going to see it with Bayo today and Crochet. I mean, the Red Sox lost those three games with those three guys the last turnaround. I think winning those three games here in a really winnable situation with Miami will make you feel a lot better about it. But yeah, I mean, imagine this team if Dustin May doesn't put out the start that he did last week, and if Giolito slows, like it's a different unit when you don't have those three dudes lined up back to back to back. So those three guys staying on track is going to be the key here.
Okay, let me ask you this very simple question, because it was brought up earlier. I think Jeff in Watertown brought it up, which is, I think Jeff was rightfully so trying to say, hey, listen, this is the parts of the equation which we should be worried about. Red Sox go up against Seattle. I mean, I don't think there's any question. Seattle's not only because they're playing well, but just because of their starting pitching and everything else. Could they beat Seattle?
Well, I'll tell you, Rob, the thing that I think we look at the division race, and I get five back, it's a little bit daunting. Getting that first wild card spot is going to be so important to this team that's so unbelievable at Fenway Park and is, what is it, five games under 500 on the road? So they absolutely could beat Seattle, and I would pick them to beat Seattle at home. I'd pick them to beat anyone in the American League at home.
I think
once you get to the playoffs, it's about getting home field advantage.
Well, and you're absolutely right, more so than ever. And I think that one little nugget I think people are turning a blind eye to is why we say, oh, they're 24-5 since June 10th at Fenway Park. They also, I believe, have only won one road series against a team over 500 all year. Like, that's striking. Like, that they can come away. They can come away from, hey, we went to Philadelphia, we hung in there. Hey, we went to San Diego, we hung in there. Hey, we went to Houston and hung in there. But to your point, if you're playing the first two games on the road in the playoffs, guess what? Science would suggest that's not a great thing for this team.
Or if it's the wild card series, you're playing the whole series on the road unless you're the top wild card team. So that's a tough spot. I believe in the team, but with how they've played at home, getting a home, if you're going to be in that wild card series, making sure that you at least have it at Fenway Park, to me, is super important.
All right. Well, I have one last question. Does Judge Gordo like salsa or ketchup?
Oh, I know what he's going to say. He's going to say ketchup, but let's ask.
Oh, is he really?
Dad. Hey, do you prefer salsa or ketchup? Seems like it's a tough answer. He says he uses ketchup on a lot more things, which is true. I see him eat his eggs with ketchup.
All right, fair enough. The poll is very close right now. The Roman Anthony,
what's the poll?
Alex
Bregman. Oh, we got a poll going. This is good.
The Roman Anthony, Alex Bregman sponsored conversation about salsa being better than ketchup. We put up a poll, and right now, let's see, the poll is at which is better, salsa or ketchup, with about 2,000 votes already in. 51% go to a salsa. So what do you got, Pat?
One more time.
51% at salsa. What do you got, Pat?
Wow.
Gordo, I'm flipping it on
sir.
You because Rob has asked me, if you were here today and you were entering the Jaren Duran lookalike contest, what would be the feature or the attribute that you would try to emulate in the contest of Jaren Duran?
You have to do one thing.
Oh. Well, he's got physical features that I could only dream of having. So I think if I were entering that competition, I would just have to get spray-on tattoos for my arms and hope that I won that way. Because we have the same hair color, and that's pretty much about it. Like, I don't think we share anything else. He's far more athletic than me, far stronger than me, far better looking than me. So, yeah, I'll get the fake tats, and maybe I could win that way.
I believe in you. You could get a real tattoo, but that's up to you. All right, Gordo. say hi to your entire family.
Hold on. The judge has a message for you.
Okay, what is it?
Put on Gordo Moore.
He says, put on Gordo Moore.
I mean, put you on more. Like, how am I supposed to put you on more? You're on every show. Literally every show.
He says, how is he supposed to put me on more? I'm on every show. And he's right. He says, no, I'm not telling him that.
Okay. All right. Anyway, Gordo, who is a family member of this program, Baseball Isn't Boring, and his family. Speaking of family members, we all love Judge Gordo and the entire Gordo family. So thank you, Gordo, for checking in. You did it from your honeymoon. You're doing it from the beach. Your commitment is unmatched and certainly appreciated. Thank you, my friend.
Love you guys. Go Sox.
All right. Jeez, okay. You didn't have to say go Sox.
Jeez, go Sox. Right, go the self-deprecating.
Whatever it is. What's journalism? Come on, journalism. All right. Okay. Well, we got one more segment to go, I believe, before we hit the pregame show. It's a long segment, but it's going to be a great one. We are going to get to the Red Sox lot in life. We are going to get to what's what when it comes to this team as they head into this game. Brian Baio, who's pitching for the Marlins? Somebody you've heard of or somebody you haven't heard of?
The guy pitching today?
Yeah.
It's Cal Quantrill.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. Easy. I'm just asking.
Yeah.
We've obviously heard of that.
Oh, we're too familiar.
Yeah. We'll reflect on the Cal Quantrill history with the Boston Red Sox. Who knows? It's a reason to tune in to the broadcast today. I believe Will Fleming's on with Sean McDonough once again. All right. Like we said, one more segment heading into the pregame show with the great Joe Weil.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Be back right after this. Let's go. Attaboy, Tommy. Let's finish strong, all right? Don't rest on your laurels just because you nicknamed a major league player today. And that would be, of course, been our guest, Lucas Giolito, who called in. Now, Lucas, quote, the magic man, Giolito, a nickname that he has accepted. Although he's not wearing a top hat. But congratulations, and that will forever be your – that's on your Wikipedia page, Tom. Congratulations.
It might be my legacy.
I mean, might be. It might be. The disappointment that your dad had in you last week when he realized that he has a son that's older than Roman Anthony but not making $130 million has been overtaken by the pride that he now has because he's nicknamed a Major League Baseball player.
He's been texting me ever since that interview, so I think he's
Which
doing
one?
Okay. The Giolito one.
Oh, there you go. All right. Okay. Again, it's been a tough week because it did not probably feel great that he had failed so poorly, or so badly, that he did not raise his son to make $130 million by the time he was 21. But that good for you for rebounding, bringing faith back to your family.
I try all my right? best for the Crisafulli family. Want to put on for the last name.
All right. Well, I will never say your last name.
It's okay. I know it's tough.
But, I mean, it may or may not because I can or can't pronounce it. Who knows? We'll never know. I just feel like it's better for your brand if I just say Tom. All right. Well, it's also good for the brand that we're here at Fenway Park, the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio. And the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio is brought to you by your New England Ford dealers in the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get your great deals now, including on F-Series official truck of the Red Sox. This is the official place to be, not in front of a TV watching four-string football players play a meaningless football game. It is here listening to the show, wherever you may be, or at Fenway Park listening to the show. People are pressing their face against the glass saying, oh my goodness, there's the Baseballs and Boring Show. There's Pat from Play Tessie. The brand has never been hotter. All of it. So, and the team is playing well. And, as you remind me, the return of Cal Quantrill versus the Red Sox. What a crazy day that was last year.
That was an absurd day because it was a nothing game. It was the Red Sox, Rockies, Cal Quantrill's having a fine year. But that was about when things were falling apart.
Well, so if you go back and look at it, it wasn't quite when it was when you start getting uncomfortable. Yes. Because they come out of the break. And you have the Dodgers. And remember, Slayton and Chris Martin weren't available for the Dodgers series. They lose two of those games they lost were because of the bullpen, because they didn't have eighth inning guys. Zach Kelly had taken a turn for the worse then. And then you go to Colorado, and nobody knew, but Ken Lee wasn't going to be available. He's like, by the way, I'm not going to Colorado. Okay, you know, there's another guy down. And then ultimately, you get to that last game in Colorado. And that was the day itself was nuts. It starts with the word that Alex Cora has agreed to a contract extension. That was that day.
Yes.
And then you play the game. You get blown out like 23-6 or whatever it was. In the middle of it, you have this bench clearing thing with Reese McGuire and Cal Quantrill. And Cal Quantrill gets caught like on tape saying whatever he said. You go to the parking lot, whatever it is, with a defamatory thing against Reese McGuire. And so you have that bench clearing thing. But then after the game, then the players start seeing that video. They get upset. They want to go fight the Rockies. They're all walking down to the Rockies clubhouse until they see the media, and then they turn around. And then they go to the bus, and they want to fight Quantrill. So you have all that in one day. But I think to your point, Pat, what we should look back at, and I've done that this exercise, I did it the other day about, okay, well, why should we believe in this team more than last year's team? Because, you know, at this time, it hadn't quite fallen completely off the rails. But if you go back to, I think it was September 4th of last year, that's when they ultimately, it was right now where they went like 6-13 or something like that. They land at 7th. September 4th at 500, and then they were never more than two games up or two games under 500 the rest of the way. They were just mediocre across the board, and they had fallen too far behind everybody. So it was right about now where, and I'm trying to remember the series. Was it the Houston series? But it fell off the rails a little bit. But you're right. I mean, that Cal Quantrill game, that Rockies game was sort of the, oh, well, maybe you kind of need bullpen. But remember, they thought they got these guys who might be useful at the deadline in Lucas Sims and
Luis Garcia,
right?
Yeah.
Like we great. That's the crazy thing about the trade deadline, Pat, is that we grade out, if we graded out, I don't know what grade you gave him at the trade deadline last year. I think I gave him a B minus because, oh, okay, I get it. James Paxton, you take a flyer on. It's sort of like the same that it costs too much to get starting pitchers. So if you get one for cheap, then fine. Danny Jansen, all right, I get it. You can hit, you know, lefty pitching. You can serve as a upgraded backup catcher. All right, you get these two relievers, fine. You know, maybe it was the next coming of Hansel Robles and Austin Davis. Like, who knows? Like, I gave him a B-, and then obviously it ended up being an F. And I gave them a C- this year, and who knows? Maybe it ends up being a B. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I guess it all majority hinges on how Dustin May looks the next, you know, month and a half. But I agree. I think I was right around that last year because Luis Garcia, I believe, was on a heater. Like, he was like one of the hottest relievers in baseball when they got him. Sims had the under the hood stuff that people kind of oohed and aahed over. And then Danny Jansen, to me, was just whatever. Paxton was more frustration because I thought they were going to go bigger. But no, but to your point, like, you in the moment, you can grade it.
Yeah.
The real grade doesn't come out.
It is crazy, though. I did the exercise a few days ago about sort of early impressions of this trade deadline. And Merrill Kelly, actually, he had a good outing last time against Arizona. He had one good one, one bad one, and now another good one. I'll still take Merrill Kelly. Like, I'll take Merrill Kelly.
Yeah.
Like, that's a guy that you're going to pitch in the postseason. But you look at some of these other starters, it's funny because, like, even a guy like Ryan Burgert, who went from San Diego to Kansas City,
yes,
he's been good. Yeah. Like, he was this under-the-radar guy who went for a backup catcher, and he's been as good as anybody as a starting pitcher. So the point is that, and then you have the Mets, that has fallen apart. Name some other teams that did stuff at the deadline.
The Mariners. Eugenio Suarez is hitting .135 for the Mariners with a .424 OPS. Like, that's a guy that they were expecting to come in and just thump, and he's done the complete opposite. War-wise, he's been a negative player, which they didn't give up a huge haul, but for someone who was like the marquee hitter, that's a huge letdown. That's a huge letdown.
And even like you look at even like a team like the Rays, and the Rays were like everyone in baseball where look at how smart they are. They're so smart. They're buying, they're selling, they're buying, they're selling. Look at, and the whole like Griffin Jackson, if you want to get someone to go and get in Julian McWilliams, who we just was on the Baseballs and Boring podcast, CBS Sports, obviously formerly of the Globe, like talk to him about Griffin Jackson, what he heard people telling him Griffin Jackson was the best reliever out there. Like, what? Well, this guy named Duran. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, but everyone like loves Griffin Jackson. And then they got Griffin Jackson from the Rays did. And then, okay. And then, oh, look, you traded Zach Littell, but you got back Adrian Hauser. You got better. Like, they're so smart. And then it's gone the other way. It's gone the other way. And I don't, like,
yeah,
it's fine.
It's fine.
But ultimately, as we sit here, if we were going to do a regrade of the trade deadline, the Red Sox would probably be, like, middle of the pack. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Because I think – so the Brewers – I mean, the Brewers don't need to do anything, but they didn't.
No, but that was the incredible thing about the Brewers.
They didn't need to.
They didn't, yeah. – like, and we have the quote from Brendan Gomes of the Dodgers, and they really didn't do a whole lot. And he had the quote in the offseason on the podcast saying, like, the goal is – why we do all this in the offseason is so that we can get to the trade deadline where we don't have to do this stuff. And so many times that's impossible to do. Even for the Dodgers, it kind of was impossible to do. They did very little. But I think they just slow play it so much where hey, Michael Kopech, hey, Blake Treinen, hey, all you guys, just get ready for September, get ready for October. We'll with Blake Snell, just get ready for then. Sasaki on a rehab assignment, just get ready. The whole cliche of our trade deadline is, you know, getting guys healthy. Well, with the Dodgers, that's actually a thing.
Yeah.
Right? So, but you have that. But the Milwaukee Brewers didn't have to do anything. And did they – what did they do? Did they do – they did something.
Though they got Andrew Vaughn a little bit early. And he's the hottest hitter in baseball.
That doesn't count.
No. But then you have other teams like the Mets who went out and kind of had a huge deadline. They gave up a shocking amount for Taylor Rogers. But Helsley's been horrific. They're blowing leads. They're sliding down the standings. So, like, the big thing there is, like, there's no guarantees. You, on paper, you could have an A-plus deadline. If it doesn't perform and lead to results, It's an F.
And I think that ultimately, for the Red Sox point of view, is what starters who were dealt ultimately were going to be the ones that you missed out on or didn't miss out on, right? Merrill Kelly is at the top of the list. I mean, that's a first guess.
Easy.
First guess. And he could have another bad outing. You still feel like he has so much benefit of the doubt, especially has pitched in the postseason. Fine. Okay. But after that, like, who else didn't you get? And you look at the guys who Joe Ryan has been really good. I don't know if you know that. Joe Ryan's good.
I think I've heard that, yeah.
Joe Ryan's good. And I don't know if you knew this. The Red Sox wanted Joe Ryan.
Yeah.
But the guy who pitched last night, Sandy Alcantara, who the Red Sox also wanted, also tried to get, up until last night, he was terrible.
Yeah.
He was, and to be perfectly honest with you, he looked awesome last night. But that's the thing. Do you want to allocate what it was needed to allocate the Joe Ryan package for that guy? I get it, like how good he can be.
Yeah.
But that's a risk that I'm sorry, like I'm just not worth taking.
Not worth it.
No.
Especially too, because like if you, let's say you did meet that price and you did make that trade, the bullets are gone. Like, is that the guy that you want to empty the clip for in Sandy? Or do you wait till this offseason and you see what the Joe Ryan package looks like, what a Mackenzie Gore package looks like? Like, you have to be wise, because it's not, you're not just throwing away scraps for this guy. This is the package.
And this is another thing about the Red Sox farm system that we should get our head around, is that, you know, a lot has been written and said about the Joe Ryan and what they offered, and I get it, right? So you unloaded the clip for him. You unloaded the Peyton Tolley, Garcia, or
Arias,
and whoever, Sandlin, and a bunch of the crochet package, right?
Yep.
But the problem is that I think that one thing, and we're going to find this out in the offseason, is that one thing that we don't know is, like, do they have the crochet package anymore? Like will Minnesota look at this? Like, we could say, oh, well, they offer the best of the best when it comes to Red Sox. Well, is the best of the best with what the Red Sox have still what it used to be? Is it Brandon Montgomery? Is it Kyle Teal? I mean, I could make the argument that it's not.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty easy argument to make. I would agree with you. I think it's – and I think the big thing is people see where they're ranked in these lists. Like, they see Password's a top 100 guy. Arias is top 30 in almost every list. Tolley, to me, is head and shoulders above every other prospect right now. Tolley is skyrocketing value.
Yeah, I don't know if you can smell the carrot.
He can smell the carrot.
Yeah.
But, and like, that's the thing.
Which, by the way, is a superpower, because I'm not convinced that carrots smell.
Smell.
Well, we had the official farmer of the Baseballs and Boring podcast / show call up last week.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, a farmer called up. I don't know if he knew anything about baseball, but he went into deep detail about whether or not carrots smell.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's something to keep an eye on, and something we'll keep advancing the conversation of. Right, Tom?
Yeah, I think his name was Dave?
Farmer Dave.
Yeah,
Farmer,
sounds right.
Whatever. We're going to call him Farmer Dave. Farmer Dave, if you can call in any time and tell us if the carrots are smelling.
There you go. You can start smelling the carrot now.
Start smelling the carrot. Right?
There's your next science experiment. We did the salsa ketchup. Now you got to find out if carrots smell.
It seems like there's a more definitive answer to that than, I mean, the salsa versus ketchup is more subjective.
Very subjective.
It is, in case people missed it, we put up a poll, and you can go to my Twitter account if you like, at Bradfo, had both Alex Bregman and Roman Anthony look into my camera and say, quote, salsa is better than ketchup, it's science. And I think that we haven't explained this as much because you guys, this has been quite a week for you guys, right?
Yeah.
For the Play Tessie podcast, a lot of buzz making, you're the driving the news, you're driving the conversation. In case people missed it, you guys did a podcast, Play Tessie guys did a podcast in spring with Roman Anthony. He proclaims that he doesn't like ketchup, correct?
I think the word was it should be exterminated from the earth.
Perfect. Yep. Okay. So it sort of drifted off. But then San Diego Padres message board at Petco Park says, Roman Anthony doesn't like ketchup or something like that, right? And then they come back at another thing he said in the podcast, which was his favorite movie was A Town.
Favorite movie.
So clearly the message board operator is a huge fan of the Play Tessie podcast. But this gets all kinds of buzz, all leading all the way up to yesterday, where Roman Anthony says definitively into my phone, says that Salsa, along with Alex Bregman, who just happens to be part of a Salsa company, in full disclosure, but that Salsa is better than ketchup. So we put up a poll. And it has 2,000 votes so far, and it is remarkably close that Salsa, 51%, ketchup, 49%, 2,000 votes. So
almost right down.
Anyway, I don't know how we got here, but we were talking about Peyton Tolley. Yes or no? I'll say it again. You said, when I said, is Peyton Tolley going to be coming up? Is Peyton Tolley going to be the next David Price? Is Peyton Tolley going to impact this bullpen? You said you do not think so, that you are going with, if there's a guy like that, it's going to be David Sandlin.
Yeah, I do. And I think it just boils down to years in the system. Like, Peyton was taken, this is his first year of pro ball. Sandlin's been, he's been around the block. He's been at all the levels. He's been great at all the levels since coming over here. And I think his stuff out of a pen plays really well. I just think it's too early on Tolley. That being said.
Why?
That being
What's
said.
What's wrong with you?
That being said.
Oh, okay.
If it is Peyton Tolley, I will be through the roof. I am so high on Peyton Tolley, I can smell the carrot.
Oh, you can smell the carrot?
I can smell the carrot.
Really? It is,
you can start smelling the carrot now.
I mean, not the carrots. The carrot.
The carrot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whether that be, you know, next year or the playoffs this year, he's close.
No, we're not talking about next year.
I know. I'm just saying. When he comes up, I'm excited.
When you were like 2 years old watching David Price strike out J.D. Drew.
I was nine.
You were nine. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So David Price had appeared in five games. Five games. And then he comes in, and next thing you know, he's their most valuable reliever. There's other guys. Kyle Finnegan. No, Kyle, the Kansas City Royals. Same thing. You have... As Alex Cora said, Jackson Job last year.
Yep.
Detroit, they tried to catch lightning in a bottle. But there was a reason why I asked Alex Cora that, because some managers, some organizations don't want to do it. They don't want to put it. They're like, oh, hey, we got to draw back on Durbin Feldman. He's not ready. Durbin right?
Feldman. Hell yeah.
Okay? But I selfishly, because I like the fact that he has good lines, he's a good talker, he's a big guy, he gives the image, I'm all about Peyton Tolley. Like, I'm all about this. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. All right. Well, I want to thank everybody who has participated with this awesome program. We got a great Joe Weil coming up. Oh, my goodness. I have a special guest for the two-minute drill. Who do I have? Ali Sanchez? All right, there you go. I know you were waiting for it.
Yeah.
All right, Tommy, good job, man. Your brand has never been hotter.
I appreciate it, Brad Fell.
All right. All right, and I just want to also thank Lucas Giolito, the Magic Man, for coming on, calling in. We got to post that up on the Baseballs and Boring feed. Check out Baseballs and Boring. Every single day we have a podcast at BB Isn't Boring. Check out the Play Tessie podcast at Play Tessie. Pat, Gordo, Sammy, Joe Braverman, they're all doing an awesome job. Listen, Pat, it's a great time to be alive, isn't it?
Great time to be alive.
Isn't it? All right, great time to be alive. All right, everybody, come to Fenway Park. Keep the vibes high. We are going to catch you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.